We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the two dots, five lines from the top of Chavav Amud Beis. Zok the Gemara quotes the Mishnah first. Hayechayfa Bar Shiach Mara V'Kaitz Yerid Va'Itzim Shaloi. Now, who is the Itzim belong to? Boy Mine Yaakov Hadavya. His name is Rav Yaakov. He came from the place Hadayav. So Boy Mine Yaakov Hadayav Rav Chista Itzim Shami. Who does the Itzim, that wood that you cut off? Who does that belong to? Amalei. So Rav Chista answered Tani Sua. I have a brisa. The brisa says like this. The brisa says Shrosha Ilon Shalhedit. It might be a Mishnah in Meila Matzor. Shrosha Ilon Shalhedit Habom B'Shal Hekdesh. If you have a hedit, it has a tree in his property, and the roots go into the hekdesh, his property. Now you want to have hana from those roots, that piece of wood that's growing in the hekdesh side. The halacha is loy nanin, inala binana, but loy moyalim, but there's no me'ila. So what's the pshat? It sounds like because it really belongs to the hedit. Siyam v'shlama basa ilon azlinon. If you say that those roots belong to the Bala Elon, Mishamachilay Marlin. That's why there's no Me'ila. Eli, Amrit Basa Karkas Linon, but if you say that whoever's Karkar it's in, he owns the Eitzim, so Miley Marlin, why is there Me'ila? So it's a Raya, you go Basa the Elon. That's where Chista wanted the Taina. So they asked on him, Ela Mai Basa Elon as Linon, so you tell me you go Basa Elon? Aim a Seifa, look at the Seifa, the same Mishnah of Brisa. It says, Shal Hektish Habo'am Bishal Hedit. That a Hektish, there's a boim bishal hedit, the opposite case. A hekish has a tree, the roots go into the hedit side. Also, loinen and loimayalin. Vi basa ilan as linon, amay loimayalin. So if it's going basa ilan, why not mayal? So there must be something else going on here. So all part of the kasha Rashi learned, so the immediate area, so there must be, begadulim abom lacha makanaskinon, that anything that grows afterwards, after hekish is hektish and it's planted already, then things grow afterwards, that is not asa behektish. If there's no me'ila in things in gedulim that grow after something becomes hektish, it grows afterwards, there's no me'ila in that. Only something that you're makdish. But something that becomes hektish afterwards, there's no me'ila be gedulim. That's the pshat over here. It's machlokes in the Gemara in me'ila. It's machlokes. This Mishnah is going according to that man diyama. It's going according to that man diyama. That ain't me'ila by gedulim. So therefore, it's not a raya to Ashayla, of course. It's no raya to Ashayla. Basically, we had a stira. Do you go as the Elon or not? So Lamaisa, that was a shayla. You go as the Elon or not? And here, we're saying it's not a raya because it makes a difference if you go as the Elon. Ain't me'ila b'gadulim. Yeah. Huh? No, loin hen is midrabanan, obviously. If there's no me'ila, it must be midrabanan. Like Rashi says, loin hen and midrabanan. Loin midrabanan, they can't be nana. But if it'll be the rice to get hektish, it'll be me'ila. It's only the rabban to get in. It's only because the rabban says it looks like hektish. I don't want you to do it. It looks like hektish. Not because it's really hektish. It says no me'ila either way. So you see, you don't go. Anything that, when you makdish a tree, so everything, the tree becomes hektish. Anything that grows afterwards, there's no me'ila in that. Me'ila is only something that I am makdish. Something that grows out of a hektish, it's not me'ila. Like a classic example would be, you makdish a tree, has no fruit. A fruit grows out of it. Is that fruit me'ila? No. Ain't be gedula me'ila. It's hektish, but it's no me'ila. So that's what I'm saying. That's pshat over here. Not because it goes bust of the Elon and bust of the Karka. Because it ain't Elon, but Gadula. That's what you know.
The roots,
no, here you cut the roots. Here it wasn't a tree. Here wasn't a fruit. Here was, you cut the roots. I had a tree in my property. My ex-day was hectic. It grew into his, and I cut the roots. Who keeps those trees? Who could use those trees? Those trees, the wood. He wants to make a clubhouse. He's using the wood for a shed. There's no Me'ila on that. We're saying, why not? So we thought maybe pshat is because it belongs to the Hedit. But then we say, why the opposite case doesn't work? Teretz is, we don't know what it belongs to, but either way, ein me'ila b'gadulim. That's one teretz. Ravina's teretz will place the shayla. Ravina Omar, loy kasha, kam b'soich shesh esri amma, kam chush shesh esri amma. Which means like this, that if it's within 16 amas, then it goes basa the tree, basa the ilon. If it's out of 16 amas, it does not go basa the tree. So let's see. The first brisa says, shrosh ilon shal hedid, abom shal hegis, loy nev loy ma'ilim. Why not ma'ilim? Teretz is, it was at a 16 amas. The next part of the Mishnah Sefer says, Shal hektish abom shal hedit, loinem loy marlin. What do you mean? So at a 16 amas, l'chayra, so why? So the first case was that it was within 16 amas. Shrosh ilam shal hedit abom shal hektish, loinem loy marlin means within 16 amas.
Okay.
Why? You have that? Because Leah. And the second case says, Shal hektish shal hektish, loinem loy marlin. Must be at a 16 amas. It was at a stem, so it wasn't at a hektish, that's why not Moyal. So it comes out, That's the chilek. So Frank Tosfos, this is the same. Because so much fun looking up at the Mishnah or Braisa. It's the same. Look in the article. It says if it's the Mishnah or Braisa. Beginning of the thing. It says so. The chayr here. Why? If it's all the same thing. A reish and a sefer. It's a little funny. Why are we in the same case? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah told me within 60 namas and say like this. Within 60 namas, if it's the hedge, it's tree, so there's no mila. If it's the hedge, it's tree, it is mila. Why do you say both cases no mila? Tais says it's kasha. Tais says, Ravina amalai kasha, reish of sechle zayin amma, the bus of idil on a zinon, v'sei v'chos ta zayin amma, the bus of karka zinon. V'm taima, v'listi, idil v'yitak ta zayin, v'listi, seif amayalim. Inami idil v'yitakha ta zayin, v'listi, breish amayalim. Why do you say like this? The Yeshlorim Tosfos answers, Tana Hachi Lashvinim, the Tavayu, Beim Tachzayin, and Lama, Loinenin. Tell you that both cases, even though there's no Me'ila here, there's still Loinenin. That's why I said it this way. Ba'akapanam Fizeh, we answer the Shaila. Why? If it's with the 60 Namas of your neighbor, who gets the wood? The neighbor gets it, the Baal Ilan. If it's added 60 Namas, who gets the wood? The Baal Karka. So we push it to Shaila. Within 60 Namas, it belongs to the Baal Ilan. As 60 Namas, it belongs to the Baal Karka. Zog to Gemara, Om Ula. Ilan asemach asamach lemeitzah b'sechshesh ama. Ilan that's 60 amas close to the border of your neighbor. Gazlin who? You're a gazlin. Ve'em evi'im mena b'kurim. You can't bring a b'kurim. Zog Rashi, gazlin who? Shiyanek b'stei chaveret. 60 amas kol yanika. And he can't bring a b'kurim because it says, asher tovi ma'artzecha. So Tosa starts off that it's a gazlan, therefore it's like a mitzvah of Abba Avera, and that's why you can't bring it. But Tosa says a kasha, that I don't care, who's Ula like? It says you only need 4 amas harchaka. So what's going on over here? So who's Ula? Where does this come from? 60 amas called a ganib? I have to move 60 amas away? Who's my name like that? And therefore he says, the Pirish HaKuntrish, which is not clear and rashi, but he learns like this. Gazlan doesn't mean he's a gazlan. You're not doing anything wrong. But klapi is yanika, it's not his yanika. And therefore he can't bring bakurim. Not that he's doing something wrong. But when he has a tree within 60 namas of the neighbor, since it's being nena from the neighbor, and being a neighbor, he cannot bring bakurim. That's what means gazlamu. That's what he learns pshat in this Gemara. Gazlamu. Now, noli le'ulaha. How does Ula know that 60 namas around the tree is sustaining itself from 60 namas around the tree? What is his makar for this? We learned in the Mishnah in Masech L'Shvias. Now, I'll give you akdama to Masech L'Shvias, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to obviously work on the property on Shvias. Chazal, we know there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shvias, and Chazal said that by a tvua field until after Pesach already, before Shvias, you can't work. And Sada Ilan, after Shavuos, you can't do any work. But there's an exception to the rule. It's a local Moshe Messinai, that if it's a small little sapling that's not going to grow well, you're allowed to work on the field straight until Rosh Hashanah. Still straight until Rosh Hashanah. You got that? So the din is that till Pesach, you can only till Pesach, you can work on your tvor, till Shavuos on your tree, and then if it's a sapling, you have till Rosh Hashanah. You have till Rosh Hashanah to work on your trees, until Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos.
Prior,
of course. Yeah, on trees you can't do anything. I'm talking about prior, for Pesach prior, you can't work on the Tvua. Shavuos prior, you can't work on the Eel already. Unless it's a sapling. Zok the Mishnah. You have 10 saplings, small little plants that are going to grow into trees. That Mufazaras Beisah, Charshin Kol Beisah, Veshvilan Ad Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to work on that field to Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the smaller saplings worry about Hefzid. Now, how much is a Beisah? Beisasayim is 100 by 50 Amos. So a Beisah is 50 by 50 Amos. That's half that. 50 by 50 Amos, which is altogether 2,500 Amos. Now, look, as these 10 have to be equally spread out, that's how much it needs. But if it's made a different way, then you can't do the same plowing. But here, it was 10 and 2,500. Comes out, each tree gets how many amas? 250 amas. So let's read it inside. Kama havalu, trei alfa v'chomesh meya. How much is a beisah? 2,500 square amas. Trei alfa v'chomesh meya gamidi. 2,500 square amas. Chol cha v'cha kamatli. How much each tree get? Mosom v'chamshon, 250 square amas. Which comes out to around, 15.8. To each direct altogether. Let's read the Gemara the way the Gemara does it. Each one's 250 square amas. Now, halei havad ula. Don't understand what ula. If this ula is makar that goes 60 amas each way. Let's figure it out. If the ula that journey 60 amas each way. So how much each tree need? 32 amas by 32 amas. 32 times 32 is 1024. 1024. That's how much the square footage, the square amas of that is. So not 250, it's much more. So Ula can't learn a halacha from here. Ula said the square footage around, square amas around your tree is 1024. Here, from this mishnah, it's only 250. You got to try out the one sampling. It makes sense, the one sampling. So what's the makar from? Ve'elam adetana, it's from the following mishnah. The mishnah says, Shloishe ilana yishal givon adam, harei el mastarfen v'charshin. We said that when you have a stada ilan, you get until shavuos. You get more from Pesach, you get until shavuos. What's called stada ilan? It has to have three ilanos in one Pesah. Now, the halacha is even going to be three different people. Three different bnei adam, that's enough. Harei mastarfen v'charshin, kol Pesah v'shvilam. You can be charged the whole Pesah v'shvilam. But Rashi says, if it's, let's say bigger than a Beisah, so you only get immediately around the tree, and the rest has a din. You have to stop already on Pesach because it has din of a Sada Lavan. That's what Rashi explains. Now, let's figure this out. If it's altogether 2,500 amos for three trees, right? So, Kol Beisah, Kama Havalu, Trey Alpe Amma, it's 2,500 amos on top of Chavzayim Aleph. 2,500 gamidi, l'chol chad kam matulei, how much does each tree get? Tamni meyo tlasa v'slasa. Do 2,500 divided by 3, 833.3 amos for each tree. Again, they'll just like Ula. Why? Because Ula said you get 1024. Akati, and officially the Ula. Ula's more. And Ula's saying is that 16 amos each direction, if it's, it goes into your friend's field, you're not, you don't have to bring bakurim. Where's the light duck? Right, the Mari can't say loy dak. He wasn't being exact. Emor demi loy dak lechumra lekula loy dak. He was saying a kula. Why was he saying a kula? Was saying if you're 1024 square amos, then you're not mechuyev in bakurim. Lechayra it's shver because really you only get 833, which is less than that. So lechayra you can't be loy dak lekula loy dak biyamina. You don't say lekula. So Mara says, "Misamis b'ribua." When Ula said he had 16 amos, it sustains itself 16 amos each direction. It doesn't mean in a square because then it would come out to the diagonal. It would be more than 16 amos. So it means around the tree 16 amos each way. So now, if it would be in a square, it's 1024. We do make a circle in that square. The halacha is that a circle, or the math according to the Gemara is that when you take a square and you make a circle in that square, it's a third less. How much is a third off 1024, a third off 2024, it's easy to start figuring out because it's really a quarter, it's a quarter less, so a quarter of 1,000 is 250, and here it's a quarter, another 24 is another a 6, so you have to minus 256, which comes out to 768. So now, really, according to Ula, each tree gets 768 square amas. So the Gemara, how much is the square more than the eagle? Ravia, a quarter. Which means the square is bigger than the circle, one quarter. Pashalahu, I said before a third, I was going the other way, but here, this way it works, around the circle, the square is a quarter more. So here, the square is 1024, you minus one quarter, then you're up to Pashalu Zayimev Shizim Tanama, 768. So Akati, for anything about Pashaluhu, Pagdamsa, Maisa, between 833 and 768 is they're still missing in between. You're still missing around 60 something in between. Let's figure this out. It's 833 minus 768. So there's 32 plus 33 and a third is 65 and a third. It's 65, 66 in between these two. So that's a problem over here. It's still like duck. And why is the Gemara say that it's more? The Gemara says like this. Akadi pashu pag the amsa. What it means is like this. That if you go around the square, you take this thing, go around the square, 32... on each side around the square, 32 times 4 is 128. It's 128 around. Now, if you take this 66, and it's an amma, 60 square ammas, and you make it into half amma, so it's around 132 ammas. So you put it around that, so it's basically a half amma more around the square. So it's still a half amma more around the square. Rashi asked, we just said a circle. We didn't say a square. So Rashi said, Gemara didn't mean that. Gemara, if you want to say that, it would be two-thirds of an amma more. So Gemara's kasha is, Akati pashu pagda amsa. Hainu loydok v'chum loydok. It's a chum loydok, because it comes out, Ula saying, 16 amas away from all directions, you don't have to, there, the halacha is, you don't have to bring bakurim. 16 amas comes out 768. So really, even 16 and a half amas, already there you be potter, but he was loydok. So it's saying really, so it's telling from the Gemara, what it says is that if it's more than 16 amas, you would have to bring Bikurim. The problem is, Tosfos asks, that if you have to bring Bikurim, the lacha is on Bikurim, you're part of Trumas and Maestris. So it's coming out, it is a kula. If you look at Tosfos and Masul Chum Loidok, Tosfos asks, I'm talking about Benami Kulihi, Hod the Maisi Bikurim, the Mafkulim with Trumas and Maisa. So Tosfos says, Be'etzem, anything, what Ula means is like this. Until 16 amas, you're part of. After 16 amas, you got to check it out. It could be a chayiv or potter, and I'm not going to get involved in that. Bavada is not going to be really a tour, because then it would be a kula. That's what comes out from our Gemara, from Ula's halacha, that Ula says 16 amas in each direction, and Hashem will continue next year more tashmaz on this halacha.